Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast, two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history, please welcome the Two Bobs.
Just open my beer here. All right.
I'm open and poured, so we're ready to roll.
I'm opened and, you know, pouring usually doesn't happen. Shit balls. I'm still freezing.
That's fucking hot. I'm baking.
Yeah, well, you didn't sit in 48 degree weather all day. Even, like, you go inside the suite and it was warmer in there, but then Colin wanted to sit outside. I wanted to sit outside because that's where the baseball game was.
Yeah.
But I just feel like when you spend that much time sitting still in the cold, you just never get warm for the rest of the day.
Well, it's like freezing anything, you know. The outside kind of thaws and you feel it's soft, but when, you know, the center is still frozen, so cooking your hamburger on the grill, the outside's black, but the inside is still pink. So you're still pink on the side.
I feel like we've already started the show. I just haven't.
Is that a soft open?
It is. It's a soft open. It's improv. This wasn't rehearsed at all. This just happened organically. So
I kind of like that. Just starting. I mean, the recorder's already going, so we might as well keep our momentum.
We're fucking 4 minutes in this episode already. Woo-hoo! All right.
So why don't you tell us who we are, because I've forgotten.
Welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. Today is Sunday, April 30th, 2017, and you're listening to episode 16.
We have an exciting episode today in store for you. We're going to talk about, of course, baseball. We're also going to talk about something crazy I ate at Comerica Park yesterday. We're going to talk about beer, as always.
And we're also going to talk about the best place to have a heart attack in Las Vegas. A little bit about the state of Ohio, and of course, a crazy news story.
All in Two Bobs, like butter.
That's right. So how's it going?
You can tell we're 16 episodes in. We're getting pretty good at this.
We're ready to drive.
I know. A couple more years or a couple more weeks, and we're going to be street legal.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what it does, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know either, but, you know.
Well, the next week is kind of limbo, you know. 17, I know when I was growing up, 16 was really cool because you got your driver's license and you could drive and stuff. And then 18 was, well, I'm graduating from high school and you're kind of considered an adult. But 17 is, you know, it's really that limbo. There's nothing exciting about it. And I dreaded it for whatever reason, but I had no reason to do so.
I don't think I really got my driver's license until I was 17, though.
Really?
I think my parents made me wait because I was a dick.
Well, there's that, but it's probably the safest thing. We're kind of going through that now with the stepdaughter. She's 15, and she's anxiously awaiting her learner's permit, which, as parents, it's kind of hard to it's hard to get over that hump, I think, to where you're feeling comfortable about it. So we've been doing a lot of discussing and trying to figure out the right thing. And, you know, it might be the right thing to wait, just like your parents did. And, you know, there's certainly you want to be safe for her and safe for the other people out on the road. So not quite sure what we'll do. We've got a couple months here to figure it out, and we'll go from there. I'm sure we'll talk about it as we get closer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was being punished for something at the time, so they made me wait.
your mouth, maybe.
I'm sure. Something. I'm sure elderly listener will call in or comment on something and recollect for us.
Might be a good call for her to call in and refresh your memory.
Well, she heard we had a phone number, so.
I noticed that she had a phone number.
Yes, we do. What is that number, my friend?
530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
Yes, it is.
Got it up in my brain now, Robert. It's never leaving.
Yeah, you can call in. We have that number that Rob just gave you. But then also, if you go to our website, thetwobobs.com, or visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/twobobspodcast. Hopefully you've liked us there already. But anyhow, once you get in there, there'll be a call to action button. You can just click it and dial right in. And we've gotten a few phone calls in the past, and we certainly welcome more.
We definitely welcome more. And I think we have a lot of fun with them, too. Keep in mind, if you call in, you're probably signing up to have us, you know, steal your voice for sound bits for the rest of eternity. But nonetheless, it's we always take the best parts out of it, at least.
I did get that feedback a while back when my brother-in-law called in about your Jesus fish. And his message was very short and very to the point. And I asked him about it. And my sister asked him about it, too. And he said, you know, I just wanted to leave a message that I knew would not get used later. So he was very careful with it. But hey, it's part of the fun, right?
Strategery.
I used that word the other day, and I got the kind of look like, wow, you're really going down into the archives with that, aren't you? And that's what I do.
It's one of my favorite not real words.
I feel like that there's a lot of people that use it, but I think there's so much more coming out now that, you know, it's kind of superseding that one. But it's still a really good one to bring up and see, you know, really see how many people recognize it.
I mean, it really is getting pushed deeper into the presidential rabbit hole with the stuff, the material that Trump's been giving us in the last, however many days it is, 100 days or whatever since he's been president.
Our Navy is great. Our Navy is great. Our people are great. Great.
You know, that's what I think about the show.
Our Navy is
two Bobs is great. Hey, I heard you went out to a baseball game today.
We did go to the baseball game today. Went to the Tigers game. We get out there maybe... Well, Kelly and I get out there a couple times a season, but Colin has a peanut allergy, so we're always really cautious with that. But they have couple games a year. You got to go in and sign up ahead of time. There's like an email list that goes out, and I got the email and I ran in there and got a couple tickets. But they rent out a couple of these like big party suites, and you just buy individual tickets for them. So, you know, it's nice.
So anybody can get in there. I figured that was something through work that maybe you had a connection somewhere that you got a suite through the office. But I mean, I guess like you're saying, you're buying into it, you know, to share with other people.
You're buying into it to share with other people and families who have kids that have peanut allergies, even adults that have peanut allergies. They go and I'm sure they clean out the suites, pretty heavily before everybody gets there. And then there's a kind of a special menu that they offer. They actually allow you to bring your own food too. But my favorite part is, you know, you can go inside. So it was like 48 degrees outside today and raining during the game. So you could kind of go inside and thaw out and then go back outside of the balcony and freeze, but be closer to the game. Also, there's two bathrooms right in there too, which is really nice. Yes. So you have your own bathroom. You have your own just all the amenities that come with the suites are pretty cool. So went today. Tigers won.
That's good. Yeah, I was worried because they had been having a hard time with the White Sox, so I figured you were going to go, and I thought, oh boy, that could be an interesting show.
Yeah, in the last two games that we had against the White Sox, that didn't come out in our favor. We had lost four in a row and kind of lost our crown at the top of AL Central, but what are you going to do? Luckily today, we the back of our lineup actually came out bigly and showed up for us, and we got some runs, finished 7-3 today. Zimmerman had a little bit of a rough start near the beginning of the game, but I think he tightened up for the rest of the game. He pitched well today. So
wow, seven runs, that's crazy.
Well, I really, dude.
I set you up for that, didn't I?
How'd the Nats do today, Robert?
Well, let's see. I lost count. I've only got 10 fingers, but the Nationals really took it to the Mets today. And I think, like you said earlier, before we got on here, that, you know, you don't really follow the Nationals on your apps, but they made the top of the list today. They beat the Mets 23-5, which was a team record, 23 runs, all kinds of records. I guess Anthony Rendon, who's the third baseman, had 10 RBI, which was definitely the highest that the Nats have ever had. Earlier this week on Tuesday, Trey Turner, who's our shortstop, which we're huge Trey Turner fans here in the house, he had 7 RBIs, which was a big day for him. But he also had he also bat for the cycle that day, which was the first time in 9 years that the Nats have had that. Although, I mean, this is only their 12th year, so that's, yeah, it's been a big week. We just finished up April. Harper has the a record for 32 runs scored. That's not 32 home runs. The season only started this month, but 32 runs that he's brought to the team. But it's a bad week for us because we lost our center fielder that we traded 3 top prospects for, one of which was a number one pitching prospect. We traded for this guy, Adam Eaton, and tore his ACL running from home to first, trying to beat the throw over there, and stepped funny on the bag, and he's out for the season. But luckily, Michael Taylor, who's been stepping in for him, has been doing great. So he had a tough year last year, but this year doesn't seem to be having a lot of those same problems that he did. So relieved about that. But so far, everything we're hearing with Adam out is the teammates really miss him. He's definitely been a good addition to the team. So
yeah, torn ACL sucks. I mean, any time you're dealing with an injury like that, I mean, just losing people for the season is never a good thing. Luckily, the Tigers aren't in long term. We're not looking at any injuries right now, but we still have Miguel Cabrera out with groin strain. We still have JD Martinez, who's been out for the the season so far. Jacoby Jones, tried to eat a baseball. Almost as good as the baseball, though, is what I decided to eat for lunch, though.
Uh-oh. What was that? I know we've talked a lot about the different baseball eats, so I've been waiting to get over to Nats Park to see, some of the items that we've talked about. So you got a chance to go to Comerica Park today, and what did you try?
So as luck should have you, I happened upon a Detroit Free Press article that talked about this season's new addition to the menu, because a couple episodes ago we talked about some of the stadium food that's out there and some of the best stuff, but it was kind of like last year's stuff. So I think Everybody's trying to outdo themselves this year, and I think Comerica Park is no different. So I came across a Coney dog pizza.
Oh, nice.
So of course I had to try it. There's a Little Caesars right literally pizza. Right under where our suite was on the concourse. So ran down there. It doesn't have peanuts in it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And picked one up. So really what it is, it's, I mean,
yeah, I saw the picture of it you sent me, and I didn't quite understand what I got. I think an idea of what it was, but I was waiting to talk to you so you could explain a little bit further. I'm still a little bit drooling, as you can tell.
What it is, it's a deep dish pizza with Coney chili, cheese, hot dogs, sliced up kind of like pepperonis, I think probably more cheese, onions, and then mustard drizzled on top.
So it's kind of a mixture of things. So rather than pepperoni, it's the hot dog. So I saw the mustard and I thought, okay, yeah. I like mustard on a lot of different things. So
And then instead of pizza sauce, it's chili. So it's really like a Coney dog, only take out the hot dog bun and put it in pizza in its place and cut the hot dog up. It was really good.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked big too. Was it more of a personal size?
Yeah,
I guess it'd have to be.
Four slices. I mean, it was like a small size deep dish pizza. I'm not going to lie, though. I ate the whole
thing. It's a small but easy to put away at the same time where, you're going to get it once, so you're going to finish it.
Yeah, it was good. Thank God it tasted nothing like Little Caesars pizza.
Well, I was just getting ready to go there. Is it a creation of theirs that they have? I mean, obviously you can get it there at the park, but it's not something that was created by somebody else and they just happened to offer it. It's their, I guess, unique creation for the Tigers Stadium there, right?
So what I'm gathering is that there's like one guy over there who's in charge of all the menus and who's invented a lot of these crazy concoctions that they have, like the kielbasa on a stick and and the deep fried Oreos and things like that. So he's kind of invented those dishes, and I'm sure it's one of those, well, let's invent a pizza. And I mean, obviously it's Little Caesars, so they're gonna have Little Caesars make it, but it was really good, and I will definitely get it again.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's something you could make at home. You guys did the Peeps Pizza a couple weeks ago, so that might be something you could try. Get some Hormel and some hot dogs, and so it might be something worth trying. But it's probably not going to be as good as it was there.
It never is, even though it was Little Caesars. It's still, I don't think whatever I can make is not going to be as good as what that tasted like today. It was good.
Well, that's too bad it's not here, but hopefully what we've got over at Nats Park will be good. I look forward to going to the park in a couple weeks and trying something else that I can share.
I mean, you're going to have to. I told Kelly, I saw it this morning, and we're driving to Comerica, and I just tell her, I'm like, listen, I'm going to eat this for lunch.
I got to have it.
I have to have it, and I'm doing it for the show. So anytime I just need to, eat something crazy or drink something crazy, I will just tell her that I'm doing it in the name of the Two Bobs. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking, okay, you're going to have this, and I wasn't sure really if it was just you and Colin going, but it sounded like it was the three of you. Did Harrison stay home?
Harrison went over to my parents' house.
Okay. Yeah, he's a little bit young. But yeah, I was wondering if she was going to go and if she would see you. And since she's basically laid down the law about the carbohydrates and how this would fit in, because, I mean, face it, a giant piece of pizza is, I almost said pizza. A giant piece of pizza is, there's a lot of carbs in that bread. So how's that going? Are you guys still sticking with it, or you find yourself, better days some days and other days not so much?
All those things. No,
yeah,
it's
been there, done that.
Yeah, I mean, we're mostly doing it, but it's just weekends are hard. Robert. I mean, there's always so many things we need to do, and then it's like Friday, and everything involves food, and then it's Friday night, and it's been a long day. It's been a long week.
Got to be quick.
And Kelly just says, "Well, I wasn't able to make dinner, so it's like, well, we better eat out. Well, if we're gonna eat out, why would I buy a salad if I'm gonna eat out?"
That's right. Well, I'll run a Taco Bell.
I'm not going to get a hamburger, hold the bun, you know, if I'm going to grab some takeout. I just, you know, okay, well, whatever, we grab what we grab. We try to be healthier with it, but
yeah,
didn't work so well today.
That's the moderation, I think. You know, you can allow yourself to have those things. Just, you know, don't have it every day. So I think that's kind of where you're at, and that's where I am. And I've been the, you know, I don't know quite the, I've been the really strict diet person where I only eat, I mean, for a long time, I was eating Veggie Delight from Subway all the time. And after a while, even if it's good and you really enjoy it, it's, I mean, it just gets to be tiring. So yeah, you start throwing other things in there to mix it up. And then pretty soon it's, you know what, I don't need to do this every day. And that's how working out was for me a couple years ago. I was doing it every day. And eventually, once I hurt myself and I wasn't able to go. And then after a while I realized, oh man, I was, you know, I was overdoing it. So I figured when it came time around that I was going to be better about it, do it, you know, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, just kind of watch how much that I did it rather than I've got to do it. And I think just seeing the results, I wanted to keep it going, but not realizing it wasn't sustainable. So kudos for continuing to do it at least, you know,
mostly doing it. I do need to start to exercise a little bit more too, I think.
Yeah.
Or at
all. That's the hard part, too.
Anything will really be more than I'm doing right now. The slightest level of exercise will be more than I'm doing right now. But I, you know what, though? I don't want to get injured because of the show. Nobody ever get injured sitting on the couch, Robert. So
hey, we gotta keep this going somehow. And I think the sedentary lifestyle is really the best way to go about it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you hear about these people who overdo it and they get injured. They have heart attacks and things like that. But again, you never hear about the guy who, well, no, you do hear about the guy who was just sitting there on the couch and was incredibly overweight, who couldn't even get out of bed and then just, like, died eating a nacho or something like that.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Beer.
So did you have any beer at the baseball game, or I figure you were driving, so maybe you limited it to one?
So, it was a family event for us, so I didn't have any beer. I had a Diet Coke with my Coney Dog pizza, and then later on ran down and got some coffee. So it was the first time I think I actually drank coffee during a baseball game, but Kelly wanted some. It sounded good, and it was cold. So
cold and rainy, too, right? But the rain eventually went away.
Oh, my God. Well, so...
Kind of.
It was, like, on and off the whole game. Like, it would get to the point where all of a sudden it would just start downpouring, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Roll the tarps out. But then it would just like stop and then it would rain for a while, but it would be light enough where the officiants were okay with it.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, it's one of those things like every single time there was a break in play, the crew with the buckets and the shovels and everything would be running out and would be cleaning the pitcher's mound and the home plate and stuff like that. So, I mean, they were doing a lot of like extra maintenance to the dirt. In between plays, but they kept it going. I was really surprised. But again, luckily that the heavy rain would come and then just 2-3 minutes later stop. Like I could tell it was like right before they were going to stop the game, the rain would just go away. So it worked.
Now it just freezes on impact up there, doesn't it? I mean, once it hits the ground, it just turns into ice. I mean,
it's like permafrost. They actually play on top of ice up here. Yeah.
Okay. With skates.
They play in rollers. They play with
ice skates.
They play with ice skates here.
So, all right, so you didn't have any beer, so you got to have some now. What's on the tap over there?
So what I have here is a Miles Cheesecake Milk Stout by the Hideout Brewing Company out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's 4.5% alcohol by volume, and it's a cheesecake stout.
Look at that big bottle.
It's a gigantic bottle. There's some cheesecake in there. It's pretty good.
It's like that dragon's milk you had, that... big wine bottle looking thing.
Yeah, the difference was that was 22 ounces of 11.5% by volume. This is 4.5% by volume, so I can drink this, and by the end of the podcast, I won't feel like I'm almost ready to pass out.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs.
See, that was wine. That was a bottle of wine right there.
Yeah, but you were pretty close to that at the end of that show, so this one's a lot less, so you'll make it through today?
Yes, I will make it through today. I'll do it for the show. I do everything for the show now. Fuck it. I'm going to pay my mortgage this month, if nothing else, so I can have my room to do next week's episode.
Well, it's due tomorrow, isn't it? Tomorrow's the first, or you have like that flex payment, and some months you just don't, and isn't that how it goes?
No, if there's any bill that gets paid every month, it's the house bill.
That's a hard one to explain to the kids.
House bill and utilities. Yeah.
Although they'd prefer that you keep the internet on before you pay the mortgage. I hope you know that.
Probably. I just hope that our Wi-Fi stretches all the way to my in-laws' house when we get kicked out of our house.
So that we're all over the place tonight. So that's got cheesecake in there. Is that like the blueberry pancakes one? Are you tasting it in there, or is it all just a lie?
You can taste the cheesecake in there. It's good. Let me tell you about this Miles Cheesecake Milk Stout. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Let me tell you about this. This is off the top of my head. This is not off the website.
Okay, good.
Pouring jet black with a creamy tan head, made with a rich malt bill and heavy dose of lactose. Starting out.
As soon as you said lactose, I lost it. I thought, oh no. I got to drink special milk and, you know, ice cream, I'm okay. But
why do these people not know how to type English correctly?
Pouring. I've got one for you when I get to my my reading. I got to type
it. So you can tell they put it. Some drunk ass put it on the website, and this is the website. This is the sentence. Pouring jet black with a creamy tan head made with a rich malt bill and heavy dose of lactose, period.
Yeah.
Pouring jet black with a... Okay, so the bottle, they've obviously fixed it on the bottle because it's similar but different. So I'm going to read it off the bottle.
All right.
Fucking website.
Can you read it? I can't read that, though. Too small.
No, I got this. Okay. Whew. 3, 2, 1. Pouring jet black with a creamy tan head, the rich malt bill combined with a heavy dose of lactose starts out with hints of cheesecake, vanilla, and a light roasted flavor, finishing smooth and creamy. Well, see, that was a lot better than the website.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that is good.
It's good. You can definitely taste the cheesecake in there and definitely taste some vanilla in there. It's definitely something I'd usually eat at the end of a meal. It's more like a dessert. I bought all these interesting flavor beers, and so this was one of them. It's good.
Yeah, that sounds good. One of the ones that I had in my make your own was a milk stout, and I was just in the mood for something hoppy today, so I didn't bring it down, but maybe next week. So that would have been good if I had a milk stout as well, so we could have compared. But it didn't have any, you know, like desserty type flavors in it. But what I've got is it's actually a local brewery to me, and there used to be another brewery in that same area, but they've gone. I think they moved to Delaware. But this is Old Ox Brewery, and it's called Hoppy Place West Coast Style India Pale Ale. And it's 6.5% alcohol by volume, and I've poured it into my frozen frosted glass here. Although, you know, we're facing the opposite type of weather down here. It's quite warm, so the outside is well melted. But anyhow, this is it says Hoppy Place IPA, our interpretation of a West Coast style IPA, very hop forward and deliciously unbalanced. Pine and citrus notes ride the wave of Centennial, Amarillo, and Citra hops, culminating in a delightfully dry finish. A pint of this will surely take you to your hoppy place. Westward ho! And like I said, 6.5%. They did have a typo in here. It says, a pint of this will surely take your to your hoppy place. So luckily I was able to power through that and get to the end without stumbling.
I feel like the authors are actually drinking the beer as they're typing these things.
Probably. And this one's only, and we talked about IBUs before, this is only 65, so... It's not quite as hoppy as the one that I had a couple weeks ago that was way up there. I think that was 2 weeks ago. I had the 95. So I like it. I'm halfway done already.
Yeah, this one that I'm drinking right here is, let's see here, 19 IBU. So it's a little bit lighter. A lot lighter on the hops. And God forbid one of these places actually put coherent sentences on their website when they're describing their beers.
That's one of those things where you can tell it's interns that have typed this in there.
Yours seems better. Yours had a lot of puns in it, which I'm a fan of.
It was good.
Your happy place. So, Robert, where can you learn about the beers that we drink?
We're both on Untappd, which is a social network where you can basically rate and track the beers that you drink. And I like to drink a bunch of different ones. So it's really helpful to me to be able to know whether I've had something in the past and whether I haven't. So I know you joined it up recently as well after we started the show. But I'm available. You can find me at RobertK328. And you are at?
PhilRoberts33.
So it wouldn't be a Two Bobs episode without talking a little bit more about food. And you sent me a link earlier this week talking about a place that it's out in Las Vegas, and it's called the Heart Attack Grill.
Want to have a wild Las Vegas adventure? You've seen the Heart Attack Grill on television, the hospital-themed restaurant with waitresses dressed like nurses that feeds everyone over 350 pounds for absolutely free. Sure, you've heard of it, but never actually believed that it was a real place.
So this place is basically, it's a hamburger place that's there in the old part of Las Vegas.
Yeah, so Kelly sent this to me, and I immediately had to send it to you, because when I see crazy shit like this, like, the first thing I think of is, wow, that's awesome. But then the second thing that I think of is I need to send this to Robert, because, you know, again, we just, some of the stuff that we talk about on the show, you know, a lot of it's about crazy food things.
Well, they're always on national TV news, with actual customers being taken away in ambulances after having had actual heart attacks. People line up for the scale because everyone wants to eat free food.
So what they do is they basically have a scale that you can get on, and if you're over 350 pounds, you eat for free.
That's crazy to me. So I wonder, there's got to be guys that just walk in there every day that are just, you know, these big, huge guys that just eat every day for free there. So looking at the menu here, yeah, it's a very simple menu. It's pretty funny. They don't give you a whole lot to choose from, but it's basically four different burgers. There's a single bypass burger, which is a half pound of ground beef with five bacon slices. There's a double bypass burger, which is 1 pound of beef with 10 bacon slices. There's the triple bypass burger, which is 1.5 pounds and 15 bacon slices. Now, at this point, Robert, I'm kind of thinking, like, what have I gotten myself into? But just in case 1.5 pounds plus however the hell much 15 slices of bacon weighs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mind you, there's also, like, cheese and all the trimmings and tomato, onions, and stuff. There's also the quadruple bypass burger, which is 2 pounds of beef and 20 slices of bacon.
Now, I've had up to 0.5 pound at a local hamburger place, and that's pretty much my limit. Sure. So I could do the single. And yeah, for, like you said, there's cheese on there too. So for each level of bypass, you get that many slices of cheese. So a single bypass has one slice, a double bypass has two, a triple has three, and a quadruple has four. So I think also in the clip we've got, they're talking about a quintuple bypass, which I don't know how anybody's going to ever be able to get that in there. It's almost like you have to cut it and eat it with a fork, or, you know, just take bites all around it like an ice cream, you know, or you just work on it in bits at a time.
Yeah, I mean, this is a place that's really, really just kind of accepted and embraced the heart attack.
It's an itch. Yeah, the guy, you know, he actually promotes it, like, you know, in the videos that I watched, he's talking to people and thinking, hey, you know, if you want to come back again, you know, we can get you closer to, and actually in the clip, he had a stethoscope on, like, the guy that
he's
just
dressed like a doctor.
Yeah, he's got a stethoscope on the guy that ate a quadruple. He puts it up to his chest and, you know, asks him if his heart's still beating. He said, yeah, it is. But, well, you know, he said it stopped 5 minutes ago. And he said, well, if you want another one next time you come in, we can make sure it's permanent. So they're definitely taking their niche here and running with it.
I mean, just looking at the quadruple, like, if you were to give me 20 slices of bacon, just the slices of bacon, that would be quite a feat to be able to eat that much bacon. So, and then if after I ate that, to give me a 2 pound hamburger to also cheeseburger to also choke down after that. I mean, that's, you know,
that's a bit much.
There's nothing else I could really do at that point other than, you know, drink a butterfat shake made out of pure cream and
smoke some cigarettes,
smoke some filterless cigarettes and drink, guzzle down a cold 45 or perhaps a fat bastard wine for $4.62. They have a Chardonnay, a Merlot, and a Rosé, just in case you were wondering.
It's all good stuff.
House wine.
Heart Attack Grill has been fighting anorexia since 2005. You'll be admitted by one of our lovely nurses, who will dress you in a hospital gown. You can have hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries, deep fried in pure lard.
So, you know, if you're there counting your carbs, it's probably not a good place to go to.
Oh, God, no. But, you know, what's funny is, so there was a video, the original YouTube video that I sent you, it actually showed the owner literally grab a handful of lard just out of a bucket and throw it on top of some fries and drop it into a fryer.
And the funny thing is, it looks like he's a doctor, or either was a doctor or is still a doctor. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where you're gonna take the opportunity for something that's a little bit different and, you know, obviously capitalize on it. So it seems to be doing well, because I've seen this probably a few years ago on a food show, and then it seems to be making its rounds a little bit more again lately. So
now, do you think you could take down a quadruple bypass burger?
The quadruple bypass? No. That's a looks like 2 pounds of meat, 20, 20 bacon slices. It's only $13, but there's a reason that you probably will want to finish it, and I think they're going to cover that now.
Beer, cigarettes, and the
yeah,
world's
and cigarettes, if it wasn't bad enough.
No filter cigarettes.
Oh, there's candy cigarettes, too, just like Dad. I remember those.
The milkshakes are so thick that if they added even the slightest bit more cream, it would actually turn into butter and stop the ice cream machine paddles from turning. Depending on how hungry you are, the nurse will prescribe a single bypass burger, a double bypass burger, a triple bypass burger, a quadruple bypass burger, which the Guinness Book of World Records awarded as number one in the world with 9,983 calories.
I mean, there's no way. I mean, is your body going to reject that?
No, I would die, literally die. Like, I know they're joking about having to take people to the hospital. I actually would have to go to the hospital if I ate that.
I guess there are people that can eat that whole thing without completely passing out.
The Butterfat Shake, just so you know, is available in vanilla or chocolate. It literally has pure cream, $4.62. But for an additional $4.62, you can also add 4 ounces of whipped cream flavored vodka to it as well.
I think at that point you probably should.
And then look at the beer menu. Colt 45.
Wrong.
Old English 800, wrong, which is a malt liquor. And then some Mike's Hard Lemonade. Oh, there's Pabst Blue Ribbon. Wrong. Why not?
Of course. You got to have the PBR.
Miller High Life.
Wrong.
Shit. But hey, that's just where the surgeons get started. They've broken their world record and kept building all the way to the octuple bypass burger. That's 8 half-pound patties with 40 slices of bacon. If you can finish their biggest burger, you'll get a free wheelchair ride out. But whatever you do, don't order more than you can eat. Because if you can't finish your entire plate, your personal nurse will give you a spanking in front of the whole restaurant. And you better believe, it hurts. Located in the old historic district of downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Remember, the calories you eat in Vegas stay in Vegas.
Now, I recorded that spanking live, by the way. That was actually me.
Oh, you were on site there. Wow.
That's right.
Do you think if they opened one of these in either of our hometowns that it would be acceptable?
Yes. Well, acceptable, I don't know about that, especially in this area. Although, we're far enough from California, but still, this is a somewhat of a health-conscious area, and you know, especially as you get closer to D.C., but there's still a lot of very unique places you can get some food. You know, hey, it's been a long time since I've been to Vegas, and I think next time we go out there, which probably could be a little while with younger ones, that I'd probably swing by this place and just see what was it all about.
They got to have some sort of podcast conference or something out in Vegas, right?
I'm sure they do. So, yeah, I would be up for it.
Now we'll make one. I mean, we could go anywhere and call it a podcast conference, though.
Now, do you think it would be kosher to go in here and say, you know, like we went somewhere the other day and Melissa and our daughter shared what they had. They ordered the fajitas and, you know, do you want it for one or two? And they shared it. So I don't know whether you could get out of getting the paddle if you share one of these big old quadruple bypass burgers.
You might just get a spanking, Robert.
That's fine. I think I can deal with that. It's either die or get the wooden paddle. And I think I'd just go ahead and take the paddle.
Oh, for sure. I'm not going to tell you I should tell you. We had pizza for dinner.
You had hot dogs for lunch, so why not have pizza for dinner?
Well, so Kelly, I was like, we got to get something quick for dinner, because I'm like, no, we have to do the podcast tonight, which I look forward to. I'm glad we're doing the podcast, but at the same time, you know, there was discussion about, hey, you know, maybe Monday would be better this week. But, you know, schedules, things happen. That's baseball right. Happens.
It's conflicting.
And so I'm like, all right, we need a quick dinner. And she's like, well, because she didn't have any of the pizza. I ate the pizza earlier. And she goes, well, she goes, you wouldn't eat pizza again, would you? And I was like,
it's pizza.
I was like, well, it's technically not pizza to me unless it has pizza sauce.
Yeah. Peeps.
And pepperonis. So I'm like, technically, I didn't eat pizza. I just had a really big Coney dog for lunch. Yeah. So I ate pizza again, and I just feel like death now. But it was so good.
Maybe that's why you don't like your beer, because you had too much pizza today.
I don't know what it is. No, I just think Miles Cheesecake Milk Stout isn't all that great. Sorry. I mean, you can't love every beer, right?
No, that's
I
true.
Mean, you win some, you lose some, Robert. And I'm just not a big fan of the Mel's Cheesecake Milkstone. So,
well, I'm a fan of the Old Ox Brewery Hoppy Place. Well, you need to go in there and rate it correctly so that, you know, when somebody else comes in and sees your review of it, they go, probably shouldn't. And I'd be curious to see if everybody else feels the same way or, you know. Sometimes it's just, you know, it's just the day. It's not that good, but
sometimes it's just me.
Sometimes it's just bad.
Speaking of FIFOs.
Yeah.
We've talked about FIFOs.
I don't think so.
Yeah, fucking idiots from Ohio.
Oh, no, we haven't.
I've never
no,
used that
that's
on
new.
Here. I thought we talked about FIFOs one time.
No.
Yeah, so it's an acronym. What's funny is I mentioned it to somebody at work once, and, you know, we're all finance dweebs at work, and I'm like, do you know what FIFO is, right? She's like,
it's your FIFO
first
score.
In, first out. Close enough. No, she's like, first in, first out. I'm like, you would think so because we do calculate things, and, you know, according to that method right. here at work, it actually means fucking idiots from Ohio, though. So it's a little acronym we use for them.
Our final segment here, which is our crazy news story for the week,
Shocker.
Happens to be in Ohio, but in Cleveland. So I'm not sure if you saw this here, but this woman who was not that pleased with the barbershop was taking too long with her son's hair.
Nothing ever like this has happened here.
Surveillance video from inside the Allstate Barber College on Lorraine Avenue shows that mom confronting the barber who's cutting her 7-year-old son's hair. The woman telling the barber in training he's taking too long.
For a $6 haircut, you're doing all this.
The woman briefly sits back down before returning a couple minutes later, this time whipping out a black Glock pistol from her purse.
Because the only thing that you can do to get the person to cut your son's hair quicker is to pull out a gun.
Yeah, I mean, I'd get cut in real quick if somebody was pointing a gun at my head. I just think it's kind of funny, though. I mean, first off, it sounds to me like she's taking her son to, like, a training school of some sort where, like, it's a trainee who's actually cutting her hair. Like, yeah, they're going to take forever, but I'd rather them take long than hack my kid's head up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, she was trying to get a $6 haircut for her son, so going on the cheap. And then when somebody who's just learning was taking too long, again, the only way to solve it is, you know, show him your Glock.
Oh, do you want to play? You want to play? So she comes, opens up her purse, pulls out the gun.
Barber College instructor Marilyn Medina witnessed the whole thing.
This is it. She's going to shoot.
And helped convince the woman to calm down and put the gun away.
When she took out her gun, she says, I'm allowed to carry a concealed weapon. I have a license to carry. You know, but then one of the other students says, there is no need for you to bring it out.
So, yeah, I've got a license to carry, but doesn't mean you got to pull it out. I mean, it's self-defense. You know, it's not, hey, you're cutting my son's hair too slow.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I mean, that's why I don't go to a barber place, you know. That's why I don't.
I cut it in my bathroom.
That's why I don't go to a salon, you know. I cut it myself in a mirror. And, you know, I've never felt the need to, you know, to pull a gun on myself because I was taking too long.
So she shouldn't have pulled the gun out. Her life was not threatened. They called the police, but detectives haven't found the woman. But I think based on this surveillance, they'll probably find her.
What's funny, too, she said a $6 haircut shouldn't take this long. Shouldn't be going through all this. Like, you're doing too good of a job cutting my kid's hair.
Yeah, you're trying to do it right. I mean, she's at a like you said, at a place that's going to teach. Like you said, she's at somewhere that's trying to train people how to do this. It's not going to be, you know, you're not going to get the quick turn that you're looking for at a regular barbershop, so.
I'm not going to Ohio, that's for sure.
Well, being that close to Ohio, you probably have a little bit of a prejudice towards the Ohioans, aren't you?
I mean, it's not a bad state. There's some cool stuff there, but I mean,
never been. Maybe one day.
You're not missing much. I mean,
was that your beer?
No. Okay, it's all right. Yeah, so I mean, it's in Ohio. What are you going to do? You know, there's some cool areas in Ohio. I know you've never been there, but we have a lot of, you know, when it comes to sports, we have a lot of rivalry between Michigan and Ohio.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you want to drive south out of Michigan, you're kind of stuck driving through Ohio most of the time.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, one of those things you only got to do once or twice a year, so not that bad. But
no, the worst part is in Ohio, there's state troopers like every 10 feet in the state of Ohio. It's crazy.
No, looking for that income.
You'd be driving up the expressway north from Ohio to Michigan, and you don't even have to look at all the signs to say welcome to Michigan. You just know you're in Michigan because suddenly the traffic, you'll be in the left lane going 70 in Ohio and nobody's bothering you. You're going the left lane in Michigan going less than 85 and somebody's right on your tail. So you just know as you cross the threshold into Michigan, the traffic just starts moving 20 miles per hour faster and, you know, get out of the way.
I think that's probably it for tonight. You have anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm tapping out.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to reach us, you can send us an email at hello@thetwobobs.com. We are available on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And as always, we do have a phone number.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
And Robert, what's that phone number?
That is 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
All right, have a good week.
And I hope your Monday is better than your Sunday.
So too.
All right, good night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.